Hi guys, this is Michelle and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge. At last, it's Friday, isn't it? I hope everyone is doing great on the last day of this week. So do you have any plans for this weekend? How about reading a book? Do you like reading novels? What makes you want to read a novel? Yep, so today our video is called How to Write Descriptively. How to write descriptively. Although not many of us are writers and we don't really need to write on a daily basis, except texting, of course. So we all are experienced readers. We can be voracious readers if we come across great stories. 我们都是 voracious readers. 如果看到喜欢的书的话, voracious 就是指很饥渴的。 OK, yeah, 很饥渴的读者, 尤其是看完好书, 然后闹书荒的时候, 对不对? We are voracious readers. I'm a voracious reader for fantasy genre. 我个人最喜欢的 文类是fantasy, 奇幻类, OK, fantasy genre. I'm always fascinated by how an author can come up with such great stories that can inspire people. Take J.K. Rowling, Tolkien, or 金庸, for instance. They are to me, I would say, three of the most recognized authority in the field of creativity and imaginary world. 顺便复习一下, the most recognized authority in the field of, in this case, creativity and imaginary world. Yep, so the video that I've picked for today leads us to a closer look at the basic skill that a successful writer should equip. And if you ever dream about becoming a writer, I hope after watching this video, you will have the ability to cast a spell on your readers. Now, let's take a look at today's sentences. We read fiction for many reasons. To be entertained, to find out who done it, to travel to strange new planets, to be scared, to laugh, to cry, to think, to feel, to be so absorbed that for a while we forget where we are. Once again, we read fiction for many reasons, to be entertained, to find out who done it, to travel to strange new planets, to be scared, to laugh, to cry, to think, to feel, to be so absorbed that for a while we forget where we are. Okay, before we go through the vocabulary, let's have a look at the sentences. 首先我们来看一个单字的发音是 reason, reason. Reason, S的音不是发S而是发Z的音, 念作 reason. Okay, 接着呢, 弱化音的部分我们来处理第一个, we read fiction. 这里的read, 尾音, 注意, 我们并不会很用力把它发成read, 而是read. We read fiction. 你会注意到这个的声音, 它其实完全不需要动用到我们的喉咙发出声响。 OK, 我们只是透过口腔的构造, 比如说舌头去碰触哪里啊, 或是嘴唇怎么样啊, 去发出一些怪声。 这些声音大家都绝对不陌生, 就好比大人喜欢用一些声音去逗小孩啊, 或是吸引小动物注意等等的, 会发出比如说 这种声音, 对不对? 这个声音完全不需要使用喉咙发出声音。 那么所以这里的 we read fiction, 这里的的就是变成 透过你的舌尖产生一种阻塞的感觉，然后快速弹开，你就会有这个声音。 We read fiction. 那么另外一个一样的例子就是最后一句的 forget where we are. 这里的 forget 的尾音一样，用舌尖去碰触该碰触的那个地方，但是不用发出声音，所以你就会有一种快速点到即止带过的感觉。 We forget where we are. Okay. 最后呢，有几个连音。首先 find out, find 跟 out 可以连起来变成 find out, find out, 以及 done it, done 跟 it 连起来以后变成 done it, done it. Okay? So, 我们再来念一次这个句子。We read fiction for many reasons. To be entertained, to find out who done it, to travel to strange new planets, to be scared, to laugh, to cry, to think, to feel, to be so absorbed that for a while we forget where we are. Okay? Now, let's move on to the vocabulary. The first one is fiction. Fiction. Fiction is the type of book about imaginary things. The characters and the events in the story are basically not real. 简单讲 ,fiction 就是小说或者是杜撰。虚构编造的事等等。So people read fiction not for the purpose of gaining information or facts. 人们读小说不是为了要吸取新知或是获得客观事实 but mostly to be entertained. 基本上就是为了要娱乐 to be entertained. Or in my case, to escape from reality. 或者是否有人像我一样呢就是为了暂时摆脱现实生活然后投入到一个奇幻的世界里面 something like that 或者就像我们的句子讲的就是 to be so absorbed that for a while we forget where we are 那么the sentence for this word fiction can go like science fiction and fantasy are the most popular genres in fictionScience fiction, 也就是指科幻小说 Science, 科学 Fiction, 小说合起来 Science fiction 就是科幻小说可以简称 Sci-Fi Sci-Fi 的来源就是把 Science 的前三个字母跟 Fiction 的前两个字母抓出来用一个杠杠连起来就会变成 Sci-Fi OK, 那么另外一个是 FantasyFantasy 就是我刚刚提到的奇幻，它本身就是奇幻相关的字。那么在这里，尤其是指奇幻小说。Okay, science fiction and fantasy are the most popular genres. 这个字 genre， 它的 G 的发音不是真的发 g g g， 而是发一个类似摆在纸的位置，但是。不用咬合的那么用力然后有一点送气的感觉你会发出 z 的声音 genre 这个字的意思是文类题材等等的主要常常会看到的是比如电影啊小说的分类我们会用这个字 genreOK, 所以这个句子 Science fiction and fantasy are the most popular genres in fiction 科幻跟奇幻的文类是最受欢迎的小说 Next, we've got entertain Entertain, it's a verb It means to keep people enjoying themselves 基本上 entertain 的意思就是跟娱乐有关的意思And also the word entertain comes with an adjective following with the form of ing, entertaining. 那么加了 ing 以后呢变成形容词 it describes something that is fun, amusing, enjoyable, in general, just delightful. 总之 entertaining 就是在描述很有趣、愉快、让人觉得很有娱乐感等等的意思。You can use it when you really enjoy reading a book or a movie. You can say, the book is very entertaining, or the film is so entertaining, something like that. 就这本书或这部电影很好看的意思。你感觉到在看的过程中很全心投入，很被娱乐，但它不一定是指好笑的意思哦。它是就是你能够完全全心全意的享受这个过程 ,entertaining. Okay?Or if you are the kind of person not knowing what to do on the weekends, like me, then you might often need to say things like, Are there any entertaining things to do for this weekend? 就是周末真的无聊不知道干嘛的时候这句话就可以拿出来讲。有没有什么好玩的事情可以玩呢 Are there any entertaining things to do? Alright, next we have absorb. Absorb. It is a verb. Like Plants absorb nutrients and water through their roots. Okay, 植物透过它的根部去吸收养分跟水分。Absorb nutrients and water through their roots. 或者是 like trees absorb carbon dioxide. 好，树木会吸收二氧化碳。Trees absorb carbon dioxide. Things like that. Also, we can say human brains absorb things.人脑也可以吸收东西 like kids can absorb whatever they hear quickly. 小孩子吸收的速度真的很快对不对 They soak up languages like sponges. They absorb new information like sponges. 他们、吸收新的事物就像海绵吸收一样的快。Alright, and that is the basic meaning of absorb.And apart from that, we can use the word to describe a very focused state of mind. 这个 absorbed 也可以用来指、一个很全心投入、全神贯注的状态 such as, I was so absorbed in my work that I lost track of time. Or, I was so absorbed in my work, I forgot to eat. 我因为太投入在工作当中所以我忘了时间忘了吃饭等等 Okay, so absorbed in something. And last but not least, we have absorbing. Absorbing. I kind of like this word. It means something that is so interesting that is fully taking someone's attention. So we can say, this book is very absorbing.Okay, 这本书实在是太引人入胜，很吸引人。It has absorbing plots, 它有很吸引人的剧情。Yeah, I just couldn't put this book down, 就太好看了，完全无法把这本书放下。Alrighty, that is all for today's pronunciation challenge. Make sure to leave a comment and recording as always, and I will see you guys next time.